I asked you here today to meet with me so that we could talk about what happened yesterday. I don't think that much happened yesterday, but it's all according to perspective. And to me, what happened was enough for me to find it very difficult to work with you now. You see, I've always had some difficulty working with you. And I think that you might feel the same way when I say that I find you attractive. And yeah, I think you find me attractive too. And I know I looked good yesterday. Not only did you inadvertently compliment how I looked, but I mean, come on. I was wearing my black pencil skirt and my white button-up blouse, my high heels, my hair curled. I looked professional, but so sexy. And you know it. And that's why when we were working on our project together, you were having a hard time keeping your focus. And I was doing most of the work. We had that paper spread out over the conference table. And I was leaning over it to draw the first line of our blueprints. And you brushed up against me while I was bent over the table. And you were embarrassed and you apologized, but I felt it. You were a little hard, weren't you? You must have been staring at my ass the whole time. You must have realized that I wasn't wearing panties under it. And so, it was hard for you to focus on our project when I kept bending over that table and you were able to see my long, slender legs, the smoothness of the skin leading up to that skirt and your imagination going wild because you knew I was bare underneath that skirt. Neither of us were innocent. And I was a little embarrassed too when you brushed up against me. But only because I instantly felt aroused. Almost right away, right when I felt your hardness press against my ass. Just for that brief second, I imagined our bare skin touching just like that. Me bent over the conference table and you behind me with that hard cock of yours out, pulling up my skirt to reveal my bare ass and for you to press that cock against my wet pussy. And that was the immediate thought that went through my head right when you pressed against me. And I felt embarrassed because that was the first thought that went through my head. Not, oh my, why is my boss hard? What's going on? None of that. I just imagined you taking me right then and there. And while I was bent over that table facing away from you, in a quick, brief instance, I unbuttoned the top button of my blouse. I tried to do it suddenly, and I don't think you noticed, because I think you were too distracted by my cleavage. suddenly the view became a little more revealing, and you were able to see down my top. When I turned around and I faced you, you're so much taller than me anyway, so one button was enough, but I can't help to admit that I took the time to unbutton just one more in hopes that you'd see down my blouse enough to see my lacy white bra. And that maybe that would really get your imagination going wild. But by then, I already couldn't focus anymore. And our project was not coming along very well. Neither of us were able to focus on the project. You were distracted by the view of my cleavage, looking down my blouse and seeing my tits and my white lacy bra, and then your imagination, of course, when you saw me bent over and you knew I wasn't wearing panties. But I couldn't decide if you brushed against me on purpose or not. I definitely suspected that maybe you did. Maybe you really wanted to feel your cock press up against my ass. You wanted to feel my ass pressed against your crotch, just like it would be if we were fucking on that conference table. And we didn't finish our project, and you want me to stay late again tonight. But we won't get any project done tonight. We would just get distracted again. Or perhaps we'd finally give in to our lust, and you'd fuck me on top of that conference table. But I'm here meeting with you right now because last night, after we finally called it quits, I went home and I stripped all my clothes off and I climbed into the cool satin sheets on my bed and I laid on my back with my knees up and my legs spread. And I placed my hand between my thighs. And I rubbed myself. And I rubbed my fingers over my clit and spread my wetness all over down there. And I started to slide my fingers into my body, right into my wet little hole. And you know what? I was thinking of you the whole time. And the whole time I was sitting there, laying back with my head back, my mouth open, my moans loud, turning into screams, my eyes lolling to the back of my head, and two fingers thrust deep inside of my body as I was rubbing and stroking on my G-spot, just trying to rub the cum right out of me. I was thinking of you thrusting into me. I was thinking of your naked body on top of me, and I was imagining you fucking me, and I kept fingering myself and harder, imagining you, and when I finally rubbed myself to a peak to where I was screaming and I was squirting on my hand and I was coming so hard and my pussy was clenching around my fingers. I imagined your cock inside of me pulsing and coming and releasing all of that hot, thick cum inside of me. And when I was done, I didn't feel guilty at all. All I felt was disappointment because I really, really wanted you yesterday. The second I felt you brush up against me, I wanted you. I've wanted you for a long time, but you've never made a move until yesterday. Or so, I suspect. So, I'm here right now. Because I need to know if you were making a move. And I need to know if my fantasy last night of you fucking me and you filling me with your cum, if that can come true. Because if you were coming on to me yesterday, if you were making a move, then do it again right now. And we can make that fantasy come true right now, right here on this desk. We can do it right now. And then maybe then we can finally get our project done. So, what do you say?